Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, action, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Oh, enjoying that while I figure out how to get back. Oh, we don't need fire in the Midwest United States right now, that's for sure.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show.
Goodness gracious. Not sure why I started over, but I guess you have to hear it twice. You definitely don't want matches because we are in a serious heat wave in the Midwest United States right now, including record-breaking temperatures, and our AC isn't working. So, yeah, it's toasty inside and out here. So welcome back to Spark Radio. I'm your host, Ms. Melanie, and I am grateful that you are listening into this podcast, either live or on a replay. So first of all, I would like to send out a positive message to the people of Ukraine in their trying times right now, and praying for their safety, their health, and their lives. And today, I wanted to spend some time focusing on shifting perspectives and ways to do that, and strategies so that you don't feel like you are, my computer is doing very strange things, so I don't know if this is even going to be recording right now. So how fascinating. Technology is great when it works, and we are flexible when it doesn't. That is one of my favorite things, whether I'm doing a webinar or a podcast. And so we'll just take a deep breath and, yeah, something went wrong. I'm getting that message. Thank you. So we'll see what that does. But I don't want to, I think if I close the browser, it's going to close the show. So trying to avoid doing that. So let me see if I can get back to that browser page. Otherwise, I will re-record this and upload it. Okay, the clock is still ticking, so it looks like it's still recording. So have you ever found yourself stuck in that negative spiral, feeling like everything just keeps going wrong? You wake up in the morning, stub your toe, and it's like, oh, great, downhill from here. And so, surprise, surprise, the day goes the way that you expected, and your brain is partly the reason for that. There's a part of your brain called the reticular activating system that is like radar for what is allowed to come into your conscious awareness, because there's way too much stimulation coming into our senses all the time that we need to filter it in order to be able to focus attention and think. So that's what the reticular activating system does. And the way that we program that area of our brain, that I call the RAG, is through our words that we speak out loud, through our thoughts, and through our emotions. And so when we stub our toe in the morning and we say, great, downhill from here, you just said to your RAS, okay, bring to my awareness anything that supports that statement of downhill from here. Now, another person could stub their toe in the morning and say, well, this is the worst thing that's going to happen all day. Great things for the rest of the day. So their radar their Raz got the message of, let's bring to conscious awareness the good things that happened today. And so that's the focus. And for some of us, we've been living in that negative space for a long time. There are a lot of events in the world over which we have zero control. And how we choose to perceive, think about, reflect on, interact with those events determines our life experience. And a favorite mantra of mine is practice makes permanent. And so the strategies I'm sharing with you in this podcast are strategies that I've been practicing. And I do say practicing because not 100% of the time am I there. So I keep practicing. And I share them with my, when I do seminars for trainers, I do just did brain-friendly training delivery for the Hawkeye chapter of the Association for Talent Development last week, 2 weeks ago now. And that I support trainers with learning more about how to deliver brain-friendly training for stickier learning in their participants. And I share these strategies with them as well with my Success Catalyst coaching clients, as well as the members in my Superwoman Success Sanctuary. Because these principles, the understanding of the neuroscience around how the brain works isn't common knowledge. It isn't taught in schools. And so we sort of trip through life trying to figure out what works, what doesn't work. We are influenced by our experience growing up as a child with the adults around us, and through our own life experiences. And a lot of our subconscious beliefs are absorbed before we are at the age of six because of the brain's wavelength in a theta wave state up until age six. The stuff just gets poured into the subconscious. And the subconscious mind drives the majority of our decision-making day-to-day because it takes too much energy, A, to try to make all those decisions consciously. And our brain likes to conserve energy. And our subconscious mind is unable to communicate with our conscious mind through language. It only can communicate through feelings. So that's another complication that we deal with in trying to understand and work with to maximize how this about 3-pound bundle of cells in our head can work well for us. So to help do that is part of what I do with my clients, is to help you figure out, if you are finding yourself in that negative spiral, how in the world do you get out? Because if you're having a pity party in a 6-foot pit, there's no ladder, no rope, nobody there with you. And unfortunately, as we share the things going wrong in our lives, very well-meaning people will commiserate with us and as a result end up in a 6-foot pit with us, also have no way to get out. So having some strategies that you have in your pocket, so to speak, metaphorically, that you can pull out when those situations occur, that you can practice and say, okay, I recognize that this is happening. I'm having an emotional hijack, which is when part of our brain goes into fight, flight, freeze, survival mode. We feel under stress or threat, real or imagined, and our bodies go through a cascading chemistry, both in our brain and in our bodies, and we just feel out of control, and things just happen to us. Well, the good news is, once we're aware of how things are happening, we can make different choices. We can intersect with the process. We can make a detour in a process. So awareness really is the first step to making those different choices. And so tonight I want to share a few tips and tricks to help you optimize your brain and mind so that you can maximize your success and joy. And the strategies are simple, which is not the same as easy, I gotta say. Simple to understand and recognize, take a deep breath, that you've been doing what you've been doing for probably a lot of years. And so until you make a change to get a different result, you're going to continue in the same path. It's like driving on an interstate compared to driving on a dirt road, which if you live in a city, the concept of a dirt road is probably outside of your context of experience. Living in the Midwest, in rural areas, there are places where there are paths that are traveled by cars, tractors, et cetera, that are just dirt paths. When they're used enough, they put gravel on them. And then after they're used even more, then they get paved. And so you can go from that just made a path in the grass or through the field to an interstate highway. The more that we repeat something in our mind, the closer it gets to becoming an interstate highway. Our brains are wonderful organs. They are neuroplastic. That you may have heard of the term neuroplasticity, and that means that our brains can rewire themselves. They can change. If you've had yourself or a family member have had a stroke and you relearn how to talk or walk, that's the brain wiring around the damaged areas that were damaged by the stroke. So it is true, if you want to tell people you are a neuroplastician, you are absolutely right. You can rewire your brain, and you can do it consciously with practice, by choosing a different response, choosing a different pattern of behavior. And it will feel uncomfortable, and you'll need to do it consciously from memory when you first start to go, oh, wait, I recognize this is happening to me. I'm going to make a different choice. And it's almost like having that conversation in your mind. I've had clients tell me and students from the past tell me, oh, no, Melanie, I hear your voice telling me I can make a different choice. And so I said, well, good. So if that helps you to take my voice with you to say, you know what, in this situation, you can change your perspective. You can reframe the situation. And one of the ways that you can do that, and I play the good news, bad news game all the time, and I learned that decades ago and still use it to this day. Most recently with my son Alex was marching with Chromium Winds, which is a winds ensemble. They compete in the Winter Guard, the sport of the arts, WGI. And so when things didn't go well, I was a volunteer for them. And they didn't go well, we'd be preparing food, we'd not have an ingredient. It was, well, bad news is we don't have this. The good news is they didn't know we were going to have this item on the menu, so we can rearrange it. Or the bad news is we don't have any cheese and we're having walking tacos. Good news is we can find a store close by. Now, that wasn't always the case. However, that's what you do, is identify, okay, this is the bad news, and then what can we do? What action can we take? That's the bad news, good news game. And today, I'm excited to say that May 11th is the day that my essay appears in Celebrating Gratitude 2022. And that is a bestseller. I was involved in this collaborative book project at the end of 2021. And my essay is The Good News, Bad News Game. And so I want to share that essay with you. Yes, it's short. They are limited to 100 words, and choosing to find what you can be grateful for in an experience is also another perspective shift, and sometimes that takes time too. So let's say that, you know, something happened, you know, the bad news is I stubbed my toe, the good news is it just hurts, but it, and it'll be fine, which is a different story than if you broke your toe, right? So, oh, don't tell me it isn't saved where I thought it was. It may not be saved where I thought it was. And so, Yeah, things are wonky in technology land. So, yes, I will share that with you if I can get to it. That's the question. So the essay is about a day that I experienced a car accident. And I was driving. And so I thought I'd look that up. How fascinating. Well, bad news is I don't have that essay in front of me because I don't think it should have saved, but apparently it's not. And so good news is I can tell you the story without reading you the essay. So there's that. Oh, found it. Sometimes taking a deep breath, and which I did, and then said, okay, I know I have it. So the quote that goes, that goes with this day's essay is, after playing the bad news, good news game, focusing on the good in situations becomes easier, allowing gratitude to flow. And that's my quote. So here's the essay. While driving my husband's car one autumn afternoon, I was heading through a yellow light when an oncoming car turned left across my lane. While we avoided hitting each other, she ran into a pole and I hit a nearby van. The other driver leapt from her car and dropped to the ground, sobbing uncontrollably. "This is my husband's new car," she screamed. "He's going to kill me." My heart in my throat, I confirmed that no one in the van was injured before calling 911 and then my husband. "Honey, would you like the bad news or the good news first?" He answered quickly, "The bad news." "Well," I said, "your car needs body work." "Was anyone hurt?" he asked. "No." "The car can be replaced," he said. "What's the good news?" I instantly relaxed. In addition to no injuries, Alex, our toddler, wasn't in the car and I wasn't at fault. The other driver and I both experienced a car accident, yet we chose different responses. Sometimes it takes someone outside the situation or the passage of time to help us see the blessings inside what first felt like a curse. Whenever we discover the blessings or the good news, gratitude begins to flow. So that book is actually titled Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. And the editor is Donna Kozik, K-O-Z-I-K, and you can find it on Amazon. I'll put it in the show notes. And the essays are all very short and about a variety of perspectives connected to gratitude. It's a great way to start the day. So when I began playing the bad news, good news game, sometimes I would have to call a friend like that. Yep, phone a friend. This happened to me. Help me find something good in it. And as I taught it to my students when I was teaching high school and working with students in the Luther College Upward Bound program, teaching them this exercise and how to reframe their perspective was a powerful one. And sometimes I would get phone calls saying, "This just happened and I don't know how to find any good in it." And so we could talk about, well, because they couldn't see beyond the blinders of their experience, and they hadn't had very much life experience. And they also were in an emotional hijack, often about the negativity and the intensity of whatever it was that went wrong, which is elevated in adolescence by hormones. So having an outside voice, not to commiserate with you, but to listen to you and then to offer you, well, what could be the good news? And if you can't see it, they can help you. Just like if you were walking in a forest and there was a forest ranger up in a tower, they can see a much larger area and guide you from how to get out or find water, but something beyond where you are. And so having someone, a coach, a trusted colleague who can help you through this, it's very helpful. I have a coach, and I have grown to love her dearly. We've been working together for years. and we now have a mutual coaching relationship and a friendship. And that's sometimes that's part of the phone call, especially as a working mom. And I had six sisters, and my husband and I have a son, and so boys are different than girls. Those of you who have both know. She has three boys, and so I could go to her with, I just don't know the way to look at this. She's also a systems person, and so she could help me look at things from a systems perspective when it came to situations with my son. So having a person like a coach or someone you can call to just say, this just happened to me, oh, crap, or expletive, you know, and sometimes in the moment it's very, very hard to find, especially when we're dealing with death of loved ones. When my mother transitioned in November, it was a very challenging 2 weeks between the news about the blockage in her colon and a very serious surgery and her transition, because when she got the diagnosis of the mass was cancerous, she said, I'm done. I've had a full life. I'm ready to go. And so the bad news of losing her from the planet and interacting with us here to her moving beyond pain and suffering and loving her enough to support her through that transition was, that was the way that I worked on the bad news, good news of that. And it doesn't work for everybody, and grief is a very powerful emotion and is different for everyone. So I'm sharing this just as a way to say there are multiple ways to look at different events in the world and different experiences in the world. And yes, terrible things happen. Absolutely. And that doesn't, it's not to minimize the terrible things. It's just when we have no control, as Wayne Dyer said, you cannot feel sick enough for someone else to feel better. You cannot feel bad enough for someone else to feel good. So when things happen that are outside of our control, it's what action can I take right here, right now to have a different perspective, to find the good news, to take a positive action where I am. Those are my three questions, and you're welcome to use them. And the bad news, good news game, I would play with students. Students love to, and coaching clients also love to challenge me. I bet you can't give good news for this. And again, with years of experience, I've been able to, I think almost always, 99% of the time, find a piece of good news. Maybe not one that they want to take away yet. It is a possible good news piece. And that's part of this, is opening yourself up to what are the possible good news pieces that could come out of this. And so now when we've got these events that happen and you know now understand about programming your reticular activating system by your words, your thoughts, and your emotions. So that's that you get what you expect phrase that you might have heard. So then there, but there are people who say, but Melanie, if I expect the best and it doesn't happen, that sucks. Well, that's one perspective you could take. If you expect the best and didn't get what you thought you were going to get, well, what did you get? What did you learn? What is the lesson? And Alex, as he was growing up, when he, not everything went his way. He wasn't successful all the time. And he learned as he evaluated his own musical performances. If he didn't get the one rating, it was listening for, to the judges' comments, listening to what he learned and then applying it to do better next time. Because that became the question. What was the lesson in this? And so when he began to ask that of his friends when they were bemoaning a situation, like, well, what did you learn from this? What can you do differently next time? Because you can't change the past, right? So the time and energy we spend in, oh, woe is me and woulda, coulda, shouldas, and which is another one of my favorite techniques, is to stop shitting on yourself. OK, And that's spelled S-H-O-U-L-D-I-N-G. Because it doesn't help. And it smells like the manure that we spread around on the gardens. It's planting time in the Northern Hemisphere. So if we step out of the past focus, because we're unable to change it, and focus on, well, what can I do now? And if I can take a lesson learned, so the next time. TNT is a dynamite strategy, another one of my favorites, the next time. The last thing I want to be thinking about in a situation is not what went wrong, but what's going to be better the next time. So the last thing that goes in my mental memory is not the image of what didn't work, but the image and expectation of what will work better. What can I do better next time? Because then I have some control. I can control what I can do differently next time. I'm unable to change the past. Much as I might want to, we haven't figured that part out yet as human beings. And so being in the now and looking at the gift of the present, what is the gift of the moment? Because, yeah, we can be overwhelmed with here in the United States with the controversy with Supreme Court case of Roe v. Wade and women's right to choose and gun violence in schools and mass shootings and businesses and inflation going sky high and COVID. I mean, you can make the list on and on and on. Focusing on all of that isn't helping all of that. Focusing on the goodness of people and being in a space of doing well, doing good, serving others, making a difference where you can with what you have, that makes a positive contribution to your own mental health as well as to the people around you. So if something happens, my husband lost a job a number of years ago, and that was, we were a two-income family and our son was young, and we had already booked a family vacation that we were going to go on 2 weeks after he lost his job, or a week after. I was going to a conference. So I had to go ahead and do it. Most of the expenses were already paid. And so for the next 2 years, as he was looking for a job, he was able to support our son on class trips. He could drive. He was the stay-at-home dad while he was trying to find a job, and it gave them some time to bond in a way they would not have had. And so we focused on that piece, even though, yes, it was stressful as my husband tried to find a job. And he did after a couple of years, and we went through all of our savings and our credit cards. And the good news is we had savings and we had credit cards. And some people could say, well, the bad news is, you know, you're still paying for those 15 years later. We're almost done with that. Yeehaw. So we're grateful that the good news was that was there. That was the safety net we had. And through different things that have happened, he's a seasonal employee now, and I have my own business, which sometimes has its ups and downs. And so, you know, expecting the best and knowing that whatever happens, we'll get through it. That's the expectation. And it's not always easy to see. It's not always easy to find the help and the resources that we don't know exist. And so being able to shift our perspective to, you know what, strong people ask for help. That's another weird message we get when we're growing up, that we have to be independent. We got to do it ourselves. Why? Our brains are social. We are social animals, human beings, connected socially. And supporting and helping one another is a natural part. The collaboration and cooperation really is in our nature for most of us. We learn cutthroat competition growing up. We learn, you know, ways in our systems that are not working any longer. And recognizing that when we collaborate, and especially with what's happening on a global scale, collaboration and cooperation is what's going to keep the planet intact. So I digress. We'll come to that another day. So let's go back to our topic for today, which is how do you shift those perspectives so that you can absolutely, be able to move out of that story, Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day, which is a book about all the terrible, horrible, no good things that happened to this little boy, which we were really glad that our son didn't find that book when he was little. We did take him to the movie when he was older and explore that. And he was old enough to talk about that, yeah, you can definitely do, have different ways of approaching things. And he still emotionally goes to the catastrophic response first, and he has to get into a headspace where he can then calm the emotional high deck and be rational. And another tool to help you shift your perspective when you have an emotional or amygdala hijack is when you feel your brain senses stress or threat. Your brain focuses on survival. And so it will release the chemistry, the norepinephrine, noradrenaline in the brain, adrenaline in the body. So you're focused on any incoming threats. Your blood flow goes to the center of your body. Your respiration increases. Because your body's preparing for a physical dangerous attack. When you can start to feel that happening, there is a strategy that it's called ABC that I created, and it stands for ask, breathe, choose. So when you can start feeling like, oh my gosh, and your respiration's kicking up and your heart is pumping and you're starting to really feel that sense of fear, then that's the time to do your ABCs. Ask a question. It can be any question. What color is the sky? Because asking a question shifts the blood flow in your brain from deep within around your amygdala, which is little almond structures. There are two of them, deep within your brain, and they are where emotions are stored and processed, and that's like your smoke alarm. So that's where the blood flow is going when there's stress and threat, and then it sends out all sorts of stuff. So ask a question calls the blood flow to your prefrontal cortex where it's logical decision-making. It will find an answer. That's why the question doesn't matter. It can be, what's my name? What color is the sky? In my use of this tool, mine has evolved to, is what I'm about to say or do going to get me the result I desire? And then I answer the question. And then B is breathe, because when we are stressed, we hold our breath. So ask the question in your head if you want to. Take a deep breath, let it out, and then C is choose. I can choose to ask another question. I can choose to say I need to use the restroom. And then take that action. And you repeat your ABCs until you can feel that shift, where now you can be logical and rational, because very often, and it's happened to all of us who are parents, I would guess, or most of us anyway, that we get into, we're tired, we're stressed, something happens that on the grand scheme of things 5 years from now is no big deal, but we react like it's, oh my gosh, the house is going to burn down. And it's not anything specifically that the child did, it's just the culmination of all the factors in the moment, and we have an emotional explosion. And when we can sense those things happening, we can intervene with the, okay, ask a question. Another one is, 5 years from now, am I going to laugh about this? Take a deep breath. Choose. If the answer is yes, why not laugh now? Clean up the spill. Talk about how accidents happen. Talk about how to be more careful. Do something differently the next time and move on. So again, these are simple strategies, and practice makes permanent. They're not easy because we're asking you to interrupt a whole lot of years of doing things, thinking things, responding to things a different way. So in those moments where you're in that negative spiral and things just keep escalating and building, it's, can you take that mental time out when you can just feel the pressure and just to do your ABCs, ask a question. Can I take a break right now? Am I able to step away for just 3 minutes? I could do a micro meditation. I could do a 60-second inhale blessings, exhale gratitude is another strategy that I share with clients, and that is to take a deep inhale, down, clear down to your belly, so that moves and your shoulders stay still. And as you're inhaling, think about good things in your life, things that you would consider blessings in your life, things that have gone well in your life. And then as you exhale slowly, feel the gratitude for those good things in your life. And repeat as necessary. So inhale deeply. And another strategy that will help is a 4-7-8 breathing. So you inhale slow to a slow count of 4. You hold it for a count of 7. And you exhale for a count of 8. This engages your parasympathetic nervous system, which does some different things with the body. But I'll save that for another show. But ABCs, 4-7-8 breathing. Inhale blessings. Exhale gratitude. Good news, bad news game. Any or all of those can help you get out of that negative spiral, because those reframe your perspective. It's like putting on blue lenses instead of rose lenses instead of green lenses. And when we put on colored lenses, what we see, what we perceive in our mind, is looks different. If you've ever put on really bizarre lenses, or lenses that are too strong for you, things are really blurry and distorted. And there's an experiment also where, they had people wear glasses, lenses that actually flipped the image upside down. And I can't remember off the top of my head how many days they did that for. I'm going to guess maybe 3 weeks. And then when they took the glasses off, people had trouble navigating in the world because their brain had adjusted to the input coming in upside down. And so that's neuroplasticity at work. So when we have the different lenses, we will shift how we interact, what we perceive, even though what's out there is physically the same. Our perception of it shifts based on the lenses that we look through. Are you looking through a lens of good news or a lens of bad news? Are you looking at things through a lens of, this sucks, everything terrible happens to me, or this is an opportunity to learn? So that's about how can you change the perspective. And when you reframe your perspective, the experiences seem different. One of my favorite quotes is also from Wayne Dyer, and it's, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. I'm going to say that again. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And so an event that happened in the world, if you look at it through the lens of this was done to me, or you look at it through a lens of this happened for me to get me to whatever's on the other side of it. Because honestly, and I was thinking about this earlier today, I would not be where I am. I would not have the skill sets, mindsets that I have today had I not gone through some challenging experiences in my life. And if I removed any of them, then who I am would be different. And my abilities, my skills would be different. So you really do have the power of choice, the power of perspective, the power to choose your lenses that you're looking at events and experiences in your life through. And another piece is that this too shall pass. It's another mantra. Whatever it is, good or bad, this too shall pass. Rarely is it permanent, because as of right now, we still transition from our physical bodies to whatever is next, whatever you believe is next. That's right now. Fact, but there are a lot of facts that we used to believe 100 years ago that we now know are incorrect. The quantum field, quantum theory, that is much more widely accepted now, even 50 years ago, was not. People argued back and forth about quantum theory. So when we're open to the more that we learn, the more there is to know, and the more that we experiment, and the more that we learn, the more there is to know. So that we continue to have those opportunities. So now the choice is yours. Or if you play basketball, you've heard the ball is in your court. Because now you're aware that there are tools and strategies that you could try, practice, find a coach for, to help you be accountable and get feedback when this works well, doesn't work well, to help you tweak this for your unique life situation. Because while our brains have a lot of similarities in structures and functions, every brain is unique. Every life experience is unique, and you bring that context and that uniqueness to your perceptions. So could you play the good news, bad news game? Positive psychology research talks about, you know, the power of gratitude and gratitude journaling, and to end the day with what are five things you're grateful for, to write those down. Sean Acor has done a lot of research, and it's one of my favorite TED Talks on positive psychology. And called, it's not your best brain at work, but I will share a link that there are different actions you can take that actually help your brain be more positive. It's not that when things in the world change, we'll be more positive. It's when we change our perspective to be more positive. There's more blood flow in the left prefrontal cortex, which is our more optimistic area of the brain. Then we start to perceive things in a more positive way, just like programming your reticular activating system allows those things through your conscious awareness as well. So until someone talks about, or until you've bought a brand new cobalt blue Subaru Outback, you don't notice how many cobalt blue Subaru Outbacks are on the road until you drive it off the parking lot. And then all of a sudden you see every single one. It's like, wait, all these people are driving this car? That's because now your reticular activating system says, oh, we got to notice this car. Not that they weren't there before. Same thing with a billboard and a job ad. It might have been there for weeks, but until you're starting to think about a different job, you don't notice what's written on the billboard. So there's a lot of exciting opportunity to understanding more about how your brain and mind work. And I am so excited that I get to share that in my work with clients through webinars and coaching and workshops and seminars, because, again, nobody's teaching this. So when you can have those ahas and wow moments about, oh, I never knew that. I didn't know I had that much power or that much control over what was happening in my brain and my mind. And the answer is yes, you do. It's just nobody's teaching you how to maximize your brain and mind, to optimize your brain and mind, and maximize your success and joy. And that's another podcast about, are we taking care of our brain like we take care of our cars? And hopefully you change oil and do regular maintenance, air in the tires, things like that. But again, nobody teaches us about what our brains need to function optimally as far as sleep, hydration, nutrition, and more. So, like I said, I will save that for another podcast. Today, I want to thank you again so much for investing some time to be with me, to explore the power of shifting your perspective, to change the way you look at things, and notice how the things you look at change. Disappointments can become lessons, can become opportunities, that there's something better on the other side that we don't know about yet. My last story related to that just came to mind was a client who was fired from her job, and she'd never been fired in her whole career, and And she said, I'm really tired of telling people I was fired. It's embarrassing. And then there's all these questions. And you could just feel that just her energy was so low when she shared that story. And I said, what if you told people that there's a different perspective you could choose? You could tell people, you know, I was released from this last job so that now I'm available for the next best job for me. And there was a pause. And she said, oh, my gosh, that feels so much better. And that's what she started to tell people. So when she came back in a later session, she said, you know, I also noticed that there were more opportunities out there than I thought to do work that I loved. And I've always wanted to go into travel, but I didn't know if that would be a good thing. Well, right now, I'm looking at some travel options. That might be the next best job for me. So not only had the experience remained the same, she was unemployed, and her perspective about that experience of being fired completely shifted perspective. It became an opportunity for her to do what it was that she loved, to be available for the next best opportunity that could come along for her. And she was so excited by that. And this has been so many years ago. I remember her emotional reaction because it was so intense. And yes, I do believe she did find a job that she loved within a month or so. And the greatest lesson she took from that, she said, was I get to choose how I describe situations in my life, both to myself and to other people. And so I invite you to practice some of the strategies that you've learned tonight, ABCs, to when you're in emotional hijack, to play the good news, bad news game. So anything that we've talked about tonight that can help you shift your perspective and expect to have a good day, expect to find good news. And there are some great websites and resources out there to just find good news. Now, the problem is when we watch bad news 24/7, you know, when they just come out cable news and CNN and all the 24/7 news, you know, and how much negativity can we throw in our brains and expect to feel good? You know, and so maybe you just need a diet. You might want to choose to limit how much of the news comes in, and to put in positive things, whether it's quotes or articles or what kinds of movies, TV shows, YouTube videos are you watching that are actually feeding positivity into your mind? Gandhi said, do not let anyone into your mind with dirty feet. And something like that. Don't let anyone walk across your mind with dirty feet. There are some things people say that have no business in your mind, and you get to walk away and leave their comment out there because that's about them. So be very particular. Be a guardian of what you allow into your mind, into your thought processes. And are you spending time on the positives, the possibilities, the opportunities, the being focused on the gift of the present and the possibilities of moving forward? Because the past is gone and we're unable to change it, regardless of how much we think about it. So thank you again. I appreciate you, and it's my pleasure, as always, to bring you sparks to ignite a positive change in your life. So until next time, please stay safe. Please practice something that you heard to ignite a positive change in your life, and may you choose to create and enjoy amazing days as you continue to make positive difference in the lives you touch as only you can. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Ms. Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.